The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says he wants to protect his citizens.
The most important responsibility I have as governor is to keep the people of Texas safe. When we see the dangers that were caused by Syrian refugees in Paris, it is imperative that Texas do everything we can to ensure that we don't have a Syrian refugee sneak into the state of Texas who can pose a similar terroristic danger.
That's Governor Abbott speaking a few days after the Paris terror attacks. Texas is an important destination for refugees from all nations. Each year, it takes an estimated 10% of the refugee population who are formally resettled in the U.S., and that's more than any other state. But Governor Abbott this week says his fears about Syrians are backed up in statements from national security officials, including the Director of National Intelligence, who Governor Abbott quoted as saying, "I don't put it past the likes of ISIL to infiltrate operatives among these refugees." So Governor Abbott directed a state agency to contact the International Rescue Committee, which has been working on refugee resettlement in Texas for 40 years, and threatened to sue it if the organization continues to assist Syrian refugees seeking haven in Texas. Donna Duvin, executive director of the Dallas branch of the International Rescue Committee, finds this action abrupt and more than a little troubling to her humanitarian work.
We receive financial support from the federal government in support of refugee resettlement, and some of those dollars come through each state to be able to manage those dollars and distributing those monies to resettlement agencies. So every year, based on the number of refugees we expect to have, we work out a contract with the state so that they work out a payment plan and we're able to access those dollars.
And does the state have stipulations that they can make regarding how you perform your resettlement? Or once the refugees are admitted to the United States, is it sort of out of any particular state's hands?
Well, we work under the primary direction of the U.S. State Department. And so all of our guidance comes directly from the federal government. However, we work in very close consultation with our state partners. And so we do meet with them and consult with them on a regular basis. And that's part of the required contract.
And all that is to just facilitate the resettlement, to make sure that agencies know what's happening. Do states have the authority to restrict entrance of individuals if they have a valid visa to the United States?
Refugees are residents admitted under the U.S. federal immigration law, and so they are coming in as recognized individuals and able to access the services that they're eligible for. And so once they get here, really truly they're sanctioned to be able to make a home wherever they would like to be. So that's not within the purview of any agency's direction.
So what has the state told you now that you're doing that violates or upsets them enough to maybe want to threaten to sue you?
Well, as we understand it, the governor has had concerns that surround public safety, and we understand those concerns. And so we're working very closely with the state government as well as with the governor to make sure that they have all the information that we have about the vetting process for resettlement and the refugees who come into our hands.
All right. If the state has no authority to bar people with valid visas to come into Texas, and they have all the information that you have or can get all the information that you have about all these refugees, what's the disagreement between the state of Texas, the governor's office, and the International Rescue Committee?
Well, we're attempting to meet with the state and communicate with them on a regular basis to see if we can determine where the gaps are so that we can really address those concerns head on. But our intentions right now are to keep that communication open. And we've had very positive communication with the state of late. And we're hoping that that will lead to an amicable agreement as to how to move forward.
The governor said, when we see the dangers caused by Syrian refugees in Paris, it is imperative that Texas do everything we can to make sure we don't have a refugee sneak into the state. Have you managed to question the governor or ask the governor what he means by dangers caused by Syrian refugees in Paris? Because that's news to me.
We have certainly reached out to the governor and to the state health and Human Services Commission to see if we can address any concerns that they have and to answer any questions that they have about the vetting process, because that's really what secures the entrance for refugees arriving here in the U.S. And so with that process being as extensive as it is, if there's anything in a person's past that would lead to any conclusions other than a complete security clearance, they're actually dropped from the program.
Have you had any contact with the Syrian refugees over the last few weeks? And do you have a sense of their reaction to this pushback by Texas and other governors around the United States?
Well, in the last year, we had we actually had two Syrian families, families with young, very young children who we helped to make a new home here in Dallas, and we keep very close contact with them, especially to see how they're faring. And it's remarkable when we talk to them. They really don't see themselves in the way that the press or others have talked about the potential for any challenges for bringing in Syrian refugees. They know the backgrounds that they come from. They know the fight that they've had to get here. They know how desperately they wanted to become U.S. citizens so that they could leave the violence behind. So they really see themselves as blending in, and they don't see themselves as a part of the discussion as much as you would think. But they're just really happy to be here.
Donna Duvin is executive director of the Dallas branch of the International Rescue Committee. We reached out to the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, who wrote the letter to Donna, but they declined to comment. To read the letter and to comment on this story, visit thetakeaway.org.